think the disrespect that has been shown not only to the mandate obtained by the Greek government and the wishes of the Greek people will be for many people across Europe the clear indication that the European Union is no longer a champion of democracy or human rights. It's not a collective of member states working together in a common interest, but has become a set of institutions which basically protect powerful vested interests at the expense of ordinary citizens and even countries. I think the complete lack of solidarity shown by, example, the Irish government to the Greek people has turned the stomachs of many of our citizens, and in my view is a betrayal of the spirit of the Irish people. The Irish people, by our very nature, defend the underdog. It's clear in the actions of the Irish government by colluding with what were effect bully boy tactics of Europe. They've acted with a very narrow domestic political agenda at the expense of basic humanity, decency, and even arguably the best interests of the Irish people.
Over 30% of Greek people voted for Syriza to be in government. 61% voted against austerity measures in last week's referendum. But they're still going to be facing austerity measures. So where does democracy in Europe go from here?
I think we're at a very difficult crossroads in terms of not only for countries like Greece, who, as you say, have very clearly in democratic mandate set out a course of action that they wanted their government to pursue. The European institutions and member state governments, including Ireland, collided and colluded to ensure that that democratic mandate wasn't to be fulfilled in the short term. I do think that the European institutions have damaged themselves for the sake of narrow political interests.